we're going to say Acts 4:12 five times together, which says, "And there is salvation in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Let's say that together five times. Acts 4:12. "And there is salvation in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Acts 4:12. Again, Acts 4:12. "And there is salvation in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Acts 4:12. Again, Acts 4:12. "And there is salvation in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Acts 4:12. Again, Acts 4:12. "And there is salvation in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Acts 4:12. Everybody out there, one time more, let's say it together good and loud. Acts 4:12. "And there is salvation in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Acts 4:12. Say this Ephesians 2:8 together five times. "For by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourself. It is the gift of God." Here we go. Ephesians 2:8. "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God." Ephesians 2:8. Again, Ephesians 2:8. "For by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourself, it is the gift of God." Ephesians 2:8. Again, Ephesians 2:8. "For by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourself, it is the gift of God." Two more times, Ephesians 2:8. Ephesians 2:8. "For by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourself, it is the gift of God." Ephesians 2:8. One more time, everybody out there, good and loud. It's not enough to hear it. You got to speak it. Ephesians 2:8. "For by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourself. It is the gift of God." Ephesians 2:8. Times together, Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Here we go. Say this with me. John 3:3. Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." John 3:3. Again, John 3:3. Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." John 3:3. Again, John 3:3. Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." John 3:3. Again, John 3:3. Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." John 3:3. One more time, everybody out there, even the children, say this with me. Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." John 3:3. Say this whole powerful verse together, John 3:16, five times. Here we go. John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." John 3:16. Again, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. Again, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Two more times, John 3:16. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. One more time, even if you memorized this as a child, let's say it together. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. We're going to say that five times together. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Let's say it together five times. John 14:6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14:6. Again, John 14:6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14:6. Again, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14:6. Again, John 14:6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Let's do this good and loud one more time. Everybody listening to my voice, here we go. John 14:6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14:6. We're going to say the whole powerful verse five times together, Romans 10:9, which says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Let's say that together five times. Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:9. Again, Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:9. Again, Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:9. Again, Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:9. Now, one more time, everybody out there, say it good and loud. Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:9. Going to say the whole verse, Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And we're going to say it together five times. Here we go. Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:13. Again, Romans 10:13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:13. Again, Romans 10:13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:13. Again, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:13. One more time, everybody out there, let's say it good and loud. Romans 10:13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:13.